Hey everybody, this is Hannah with Single Roses That Wait. I felt led to do a 1 to 2 minute prayer for you all for today. Remember that in season 8, I will be doing episodes talking about preparing for your future husband. And also I'll be sharing pieces of testimonies, and also a few episodes will be some prayers. So I pray this will encourage you. I pray you all have a wonderful holy week. And I pray you remember why God sent his son, Jesus Christ, for us. Let's not take it lightly, for it's a powerful gift, the gift of salvation. I wanted to say a quick prayer and stand on this scripture, because I feel like sometimes we can forget who we are and who we serve. But I want to stand on this scripture and also just do a prayer. It will be short, but I pray it blesses you. And thank you all for following this ministry. I will add more episodes, and I probably will end this podcast in season 9. I probably will have a big break because I want to post all these podcast episodes and other platforms. So I pray that if you have not looked at past episodes, definitely do, of this podcast, because I probably will only be doing one more season, but I'll be praying about it. But I thank you all for listening, and it'll probably be season 9 and season 10, or just season 9 after this one. So I pray that you all are blessed, and I want to share this prayer. Let's come in agreement. Father God, we just come in agreement right now, and we stand on Psalms 100, verse 3, NLT, for it says, "Acknowledge that the Lord is God. He made us, and we are His. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture." Psalms 100, verse 3. Father God, we just know that we are yours, according to Psalms 100, verse 3. For this is a powerful week, Father God, and let's not forget what Jesus Christ has done for us, what you've done for us by sending Jesus Christ to us and for us. Lord, I pray for every woman of God, especially those who are single, who are around the world, who listen to this podcast. And I pray that you would encourage them and strengthen them in this hour, for when they feel abandoned by family or abandoned by people or abandoned by circumstances, that, Lord, they'll know wherever they are around the world right now, that you love them and you care for them, and you have anointed them. You have ordained them. You are the one who loves them. Lord Jesus, let them never, ever forget what this week is about. Let them never forget the moment they gave themselves to Christ. Let them never forget what you've done for them. Lord, I pray especially for the singles who feel lonely in this hour, who feel like, how can I prepare? How can I sing praises to God? How can I give God my whole heart when I feel lonely and broken? I pray you would mend their heart no matter what has happened, because you said, just like you said in Psalms 100, verse 3, that they are yours, Father. So, Lord, as I end this prayer, I ask that you bless them and keep them. I ask this, Kobababa, Shokoroma, and may they know that they are loved deeply. Father, I pray that you would show them this week and even tomorrow, even the days ahead, how much you love them. Send Christian friends, godly, true friends into their pathway, wherever they are around this world. And may they know from discernment by your wisdom who to trust. And I pray for their families, that they're protected by the blood of Jesus Christ in them. And as I end this prayer, I pray that they know that you've not abandoned them. And if they feel sad, if they're dealing with negative thoughts, let them go to the Word, because in the Word, that's where freedom lies. Give them the freedom that they need, and let them remember they are loved. And let them know without a shadow of doubt that you've not let them go, and you won't ever let them go, no matter what season that they are in. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. God bless you all. Have a wonderful holy week. Have a wonderful week ahead, and know that the Lord is good. If you feel like you need more encouragement, go to my YouTube page, and that is Single Roses That Are Waiting on YouTube.com, to listen and watch other episodes where I've done with my guest and talk to them about certain topics. You may need further encouragement, so go to YouTube.com where you can see that encouragement. God bless you all. Thank you for following, and know I'm always praying. Bye-bye.